Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers about our annual dairy days, January 22nd at the Whiteside Amish Community Building near Hutchinson, and January 23rd at the Seneca Community Center in Seneca, Kansas. This is an opportunity for the dairy industry and dairy producers to come together and hear some very interesting information about how they operate their dairy farms and some new inventions that are coming along the way. Some of the things that you'll be able to learn if you come to these meetings would be things like what some of our dairy producers have learned about using milking robots. We'll also have Dr. Kevin Duvetter, who is retired from K-State, talk to us about dairy replacement heifer economics. We'll also hear from another retired K-State professor, Dr. Larry Cora. He's going to talk to us about some of the changes that we're seeing in the beef industry relative to what we're seeing going on in crossbreeding in the dairy industry. We'll also hear some information from Dr. Jeff Stevenson, our reproductive physiologist here at K-State. We'll also have Dr. Mike Day, our new department head in animal science, giving us an industry update from the perspective of the animal sciences department. We'll also get updates from the Kansas Dairy Association and Kansas Dairy Commission, as well as Midwest Dairy Association. Registration will start at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the program will conclude about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to put on their calendars the annual Dairy Days from K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.